So then he was the bread of life, as we taught last week in Phoenix, or week before last. And being the bread of life, he could come no place else but the house of God's bread. And that was the why. Now here, Jesus is born in Bethlehem. And in Bethlehem, there was synagogue. Great religious leaders lived in Bethlehem. David, the great king shepherd, was born in Bethlehem. His father, Jesse, was born in Bethlehem. His grandfather, Obed, was born in Bethlehem. Also, all the way back, he came from Bethlehem. And here, Jesus, the son of David, is born in Bethlehem, right under the shadows of the great cathedrals. Then if those people are trained and have been looking for the Messiah for all these years, 4,000 years the Messiah had been prophesied to come. And then if the Messiah be born in the shadow of the cathedral, why did they have to go plumb back up into the mountains to a bunch of unlearned, untrained shepherds to bring the great message, the first message, and commission shepherds? Not the wise and trained, but shepherds. It's a strange thing, isn't it? Well, there's got to be a why somewhere. There is a why. Now, there's got to be an answer why. And no man knows the answer save God. He's the one that knows the answer. Now, remember, the Messiah was already in the city, born in the city, in a stable, right by the great cathedrals where the high priest and the great priest and the theologians and the wise and the trained all was there waiting for the Messiah. And there he was, right in their midst. But why then did they go to the out on the hills of Judea to unlearned, untrained, uncultured, poorest of all, looked like the most unfit person for such a task to reveal the message and send them out to bring the message? You know my opinion. It might not amount to very much, but I want to pass my opinion. I believe it's because of the wisdom of God that he knew they wouldn't receive such a message the way it comes. It wasn't in the taste of their learning. It was different. It wasn't what they had been trained to believe he would be like. It was contrary to their theological understanding. All their training, all their learning was bypassed, become naught. I believe it was the wisdom of God that knew that they wouldn't receive such a message. So the Messiah was here, and there must be somebody recognizes. And he knew those who hadn't been mixed up in such stuff as that, he would be more able to get his message to an unlearned group than he would be to a mixed up group that was so set in their ways that nothing could turn them, not even the Word of God. And now, Christian friends, let me ask this question with all sincerity and love. I just wonder if he would make the same act tonight and send to us in this generation the promised word that's promised for this generation. I wonder if our theologians and educators and wise wouldn't turn the message down just the same as they did then. Man doesn't change. Neither does God's Word change. He's the unchanging God. He doesn't change.